This is VOA News, Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting intensified in Kharkiv as brutal hostilities continue along the front line. That's according to Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, Saturday. Zelensky added that Ukrainian forces have driven Russian troops from the town of Ivanivka in the Kherson region. On Saturday, an officer of the pro-Russian Luhansk People's Militia was quoted by Russia's TASS news agency as saying that the militia's red hammer and sickle flag was now flying over the administrative building along Ukraine's military rejected claims that the city was encircled. Russian forces seized the sister of another city last month after some of the heaviest fighting of the war that pounded whole districts into rubble. The Uvalde School District's police chief has stepped down from his position in the city council just weeks after being sworn in, following allegations that he erred in his response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School that left 19 students and two teachers dead. And the chief, Pete Arredondo, said in a letter dated Friday that he has decided to step down for the good of the city and to minimize further distractions. He was elected to the council on May 7th and was sworn in on May 31st, just a week after the massacre, in a closed-door ceremony. Arredondo, who has been on administrative leave from his school district position since June 22nd, has declined repeated requests for comment from the Associated Press. His attorney, George Hyde, did not immediately respond to emailed requests for comment on Saturday. Again, the Uvalde School District's police chief now has stepped down from his position in the city council following allegations that he erred in his response.